Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
And a big Happy New Year to everyone.
Yay. Happy New Year.
We hope you've had some time over the last week to decompress and relax. I know most people had some time off. Mm-hmm. During our last podcast, we addressed the topic of reviewing and setting your personal goals for the year.
Yes, that was a very thorough podcast, and it was, I think, a My Crazy Office overtime we did on December 15th.
So today we thought we'd answer a question about developing good habits in the new year, which our question comes from a person who realizes he developed lots of unhealthy habits during the end of the year. But this is actually me. But anyway, bad food, you know, late hours, too much media consumption. Now it's time to set a new course.
Oh, yeah. I think this happens to maybe
everybody.
All of us. Yeah. Especially towards the end of the year, and you're balancing the stress of work and holidays. Mm-hmm. And there's a tendency, I think, to work really hard and play really hard and probably eat really hard, which usually results in feeling like a dumpster by the end of the year. In my experience.
That is so true. All right, so Logan, what's our question?
I'm coming back to work after a week of vacation, and I'm painfully aware of the bad habits I developed towards the end of the year. I was working really long hours, eating junk food, and staying up every night watching videos. After a week-long detox, I'd like to do things differently in the new year. How can I replace bad habits, long hours, junk food, video marathons, with healthier ones?
It's such a good question because, you know, I was faced this morning.
You were?
And actually even last night, I decided to go to bed early because I've been going to bed so late.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I decided, okay, you better go to bed early, you know, just get into bed and, you know, you got to get back.
Yeah.
And I was kind of stressed by it. And I thought, you know, I don't want to do this. And then I got up in the morning and it was so early. I thought, I don't want to do this. But there was another thing inside of me that likes normalcy.
Yeah.
Right.
And somehow that kicked in.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how that works, but I basically had to force it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think you're right. I think that's a great example that if you want to change anything, two things. One is that you have to expect that you will resist it. The change.
Right.
It's human nature, right? When you have to put away the chocolate or stop watching late night TV or videos or whatever it is that's been entertaining to you, it feels like you're losing something somehow. Mm-hmm. So one part of you is, of all of us, will resist it.
So you're going to resist having to go back to normalcy.
Absolutely.
It was so great to fall into that bad pattern, wasn't it? I saw some good movies.
Right.
Well, I ate some good food.
There's something great about breaking out of not only good habits, but, you know, breaking out of the routine, stretching your hours, doing things when you want to, not doing things in such an orderly fashion.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what's interesting about this is there's also a kind of a propulsion that happens over, let's say, from early November through to the end of the year, where you've got different holidays that come through.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so you're sort of breaking your healthy habits over and over and over again.
Mm.
So to get back onto the healthy treadmill takes some doing, right? Takes some practice, literally some practice.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know that anybody's really great at this. I tried. I told myself at the beginning, I'm not going to let food, you know, have any kind of control over me. And I don't know when that changed. I wish I could tell the day and the hour, but something changed.
Yeah.
And then I always tell myself I'm going to continuously go to the gym.
Yeah.
And then I can't tell you when that changed also, but it just does.
Yeah.
You know, it's a different time and you want to have a break.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So the fear, I don't know, somebody told me today that the gym is packed.
Like, yes.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, right. Everybody. I went yesterday. It was not packed.
Well, gym memberships tend to be high at the beginning of the year.
Right.
And there's a falling off. And I think what this person actually is talking about is not just, okay, so I did that at the end of the year, and now I really would like to consistently do things slightly differently. And I think because something, and I really relate to not so much the junk food, but the leaving work at a reasonable hour.
She would never fall into the junk food. Never.
She won't.
Never. Did you, Logan? Did you eat
that? Oh, absolutely.
Oh, we'll, yeah, we'll, yeah, yeah. We'll compare later.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Glad to know you did that.
It got dark. Got dark.
Right. So in coming back, how do we come back and maybe not in too stringent a fashion, right? If it's too radical, you're going to buck it after a week or so.
I think that's true. I think you shouldn't look for perfection.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it was the New Year with Saturday night. By Sunday, I was not feeling good.
Right.
From overindulging. My stomach was not.
I agree.
Right. Yeah. So there's also that. There is your body does tell you, you know, it's time to go.
I don't feel good.
Right. It's time to, you know.
It's true. And a lot of people, when they finally take time off at Christmas, get sick. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like their body finally kind of reacts to all the pushing and stress and indulgence and just breaks down. Mm-hmm. So, all right. So if we're going to go back gently. Mm-hmm. I mean, Kathy, you are a great example of someone who picks up and starts your routines again and you exercise again, you eat healthily.
Well, that's what I'm saying is I realize I like normalcy.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm always very excited when I could break it, but ultimately I really like routine.
Right.
I didn't always, but I've come accustomed to it. Mm-hmm. So what I do is I don't, you know, punish myself if I'm not perfect.
Right.
But which
people do often.
I think they do,
downfall.
Or they go extreme. You know, I'm gonna stop eating, and now I'm gonna, you know, only exercise every single day. And I don't think that's realistic.
Yeah,
I agree. I also think in terms of so it doesn't say anything like this, but I would say one of the healthy habits we want to insert instead of long hours is exercise. Right, if you possibly can.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And for me, in the days when I used to work way too many long evenings, the one thing that I changed was every Wednesday, and I remember you helped me with this, every Wednesday I went to a funky aerobics class. Mm-hmm. So I started just with one evening a week, and I knew I had to leave here at 5:30, and so making that commitment to that class got me to live a healthier entire week, even though it was just that one evening that I knew I was going to leave at a regular time.
Right. Okay.
So if you can do just one thing habitually, regularly, in any of the areas, whether it's if you stop eating, you know, chocolate for a period of time, or you work out once a week, or you leave work by 4:30 or 5 on one other occasion, you know, that you create things that just require you to behave differently, then I think that supports healthier habits.
I think you should throw away the bad leftovers. I really do. I mean,
that's a great idea.
I think if there was like holiday food around, you've had it. You know, you've
chances are more than once.
Yeah. So I've got a little bit more to throw away.
So do we at my house.
Yeah. So that's one thing. And the other is if it's you're getting back to the gym and you haven't gone maybe since Thanksgiving, just do half the routine.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's
you don't have, you know, if you want to go on the treadmill and run for half an hour, do 15 minutes.
And that's such a good point too, because I think a lot of people, when they get back, they overexert and then they injure themselves and then they don't work out for quite some time.
Right. Yeah.
All right, so we're saying that the healthy habits would be healthier eating, healthier movement, physically moving, and
getting to go to bed, just go to bed earlier.
Mm-hmm. Going to bed earlier.
It's a big one.
It's a really big one, and it's a hard one.
That is a tough one. So how did you tell us you got yourself to
I just decided last night I was going to go to bed really early. The good news is I was tired.
Yeah.
So it wasn't that hard. But emotionally, it was hard to change that routine. I was so enjoying staying up really late, whenever I was talking to my friends or hanging out.
Yeah.
You know, I really enjoyed that. But I just decided I was going to shut off my phone and go to bed early. And it was, you know, much earlier. It was like a regular week.
Right.
So there's probably some feeling of disappointment or sadness, because in a way you're letting go.
It's over, right?
Yeah, you're releasing the vacation time or the play time, and now we're back to work.
Right. And, you know, it may not be the typical Sunday night where, you know, you get organized and really plan. So you just give yourself a break. After the first week back at work, you'll be more on the ball.
Yeah.
By midweek and by the end of the week, you'll be back.
I think it's such a good point. And then going to bed early, which is can be the most difficult thing, can make the biggest difference. Right. But you really have to turn things off.
Yeah, and remember, the good news is that when you go back to work, no one else will be that focused. Everyone else is.
Everybody's a little off, too.
It's true, which is also opportunity for installing and inserting and practicing new habits, right? Mm-hmm. Because there is a whole resettling that has to happen at the workplace.
Right.
Post-vacation.
Right.
Post-holiday.
I mean, unless you live or work in the emergency room.
Right.
It's probably, or you work in a very, very fast pace. Environment, it's everyone's going to be a little out of it.
Good.
That's all the good news of it.
All right, so go to bed early, throw away the bad food.
I think so. I'm sorry to those of you who don't like it, or donate it. I give it to my doorman.
And install some routines that require you to leave work at a decent time or help you work out. Get a buddy. I always think that's a good idea if you want to be physically healthy. Find someone who will do that with you. And take it easy, you're saying, Kathy. Try it in
small
doses. Mm-hmm. Do it slow.
Yeah, don't expect yourself to be back 100% the first week, or at least the first 3 days of that week. Mm-hmm. And then and it'll happen. You'll just get there. And then we've got January, which is typically, you know, not the most fun of months.
Right. So this could infuse it with joy.
All right. We're going to take a commercial break and then we'll come back.
Ever feel like you or your company could use a 20-minute therapy session? Well, K-Squared has your back. Simply download a K-Talk, plug in those ear pods, or gather a group of your coworkers and feel better instantly. Well, almost. Each K-Talk covers a specific topic and costs a fraction of what a traditional therapy session would. Feeling stressed by your workload? There's a K-Talk for that. Working with someone who's done you wrong? There's a K-Talk for that. Can't ask for a raise, need a vacation, hate your boss? K-Talk, K-Talk, K-Talk. Just go to ksquaredenterprises.com and purchase the K-Talk that fits your situation. Now back to our show.
Hey, everyone. We're back. And we were just talking about during the break that it's easy to talk about building good habits, but it's also very easy to slip into the old ones.
Uh-huh.
For example, if you work in a culture where it does demand long hours of you or wants you to be working on the weekends or that kind of thing, even if you want to work shorter hours and go to bed earlier, as we were talking about, and eat in a healthier fashion, it may feel like you're being pulled by the undertow of the workplace not to do that. So what do we do then?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a really good question. I mean, learning what your own limitations are is a real important thing for everybody to learn. You know, how to, you know, at what point is it unhealthy for you? At what point is the stress so much that I drink too much? At what point am I so exhausted that I'm getting sick?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, learning all that. I have a client who tends to, in the winter, get pneumonia. He's had that for a couple of years. And then it took him a couple of years to learn that the stress and the working long hours and not sleeping enough was doing it.
Right.
So he's, you know, been able to put things in place so that doesn't happen to him anymore.
Yeah.
Even though that was his natural tendency to do that.
Right.
So that I think that's what it is learning your limits.
I think that's a really good point. And I also think you need to know what your go-to stress behaviors are.
Oh, that's a good
one. Like if you know that whenever you're under too much pressure at work, you're going to tend to eat a few donuts throughout the day, or, you know, you'll be standing by that vending machine or whatever it is that you get your goods. Or if you know that the more insecure you feel at work, the longer you make yourself stay at work, right? Then that's the stuff that you have to kind of manage, which is to keep telling yourself, and actually going back to my own example of working shorter days, there was some part of me that felt as if I had to work long days to earn my place, to be someplace. So you have to kind of keep working on the mental part of it as well. Mm-hmm. You know, that this is, I'm going to be a better worker if I leave at a decent hour, or I'm going to be a healthier career person if I go to bed at a decent hour. To just keep feeding that.
Yeah, it's also a good time to assess whether you're at the wrong job.
Yes.
Or your career is taking a wrong turn.
Yeah.
Because if it doesn't support who you are as a person, a healthy person.
Yeah.
You know, there's a problem. Like if your job just demands what you physically can't do or emotionally can't do, then it's not a great job.
Mm-hmm. I'm remembering Kathy and Logan. Kathy and I worked several times at a very, very, very large software company, and they had finally decided, the women professionals mm-hmm. in that group had decided that they were no longer going to answer emails past 10 p.m. Mm-hmm. And it was expected that you answered
all the time,
3 in the morning, basically. Mm-hmm. But that was really interesting that as a group, they were coming up with a policy to kind of counteract the unhealthy parts of mm-hmm. that company and mm-hmm. that corporate culture.
Right. So sometimes you can, as a group, make some changes. But if the culture demands otherwise,
yeah,
you know, you can only sustain that for so long.
Right.
So it's a good thing to think about that. But also sometimes jobs are so stressful because it's maybe a bad fit or you're working for someone you don't really like.
Yeah.
Or someone is just so difficult.
Right.
So it's a good time to assess, all right, well, what are the steps I need to take now?
That's really interesting.
To get out of here rather than, you know, trying to turn myself into a pretzel.
Right. And remember, we worked at a certain medical facility where one of the people has ended up in a back brace because it was such a bad fit for him.
So stressful.
My goodness.
Yeah. He died young, too, just for those of you who think it's okay to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Wow.
So being clear about that, and that, again, is hard to untangle. Those are the situations where you may want to use an executive coach or career mm-hmm. coach and get some assistance in sort of sorting it out. Mm-hmm. I know I had one client who gained 25 pounds in a job that she was in. When she switched to another job, she lost all the weight almost effortlessly because her body was literally holding the fat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, stress will do that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And she said it was when she couldn't button a certain pair of pants that she knew she had to go.
Those were her fat pants. When her fat pants no longer fit.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's not just the man you're with or the wrong spouse you're with. It's also, you could be the wrong job.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right. So we've sort of gotten away from building
the good habit. But we're saying is if you find it hard to maintain good habits because the culture, the company creates reactions in you mm-hmm. that keep you going back to drinking or eating or mm-hmm. late nights, then you may want to examine the company and the job itself to see if it's a proper fit. That's what you're saying, right?
Yeah, I was just bringing it up as another potential something to look at. And I think if you know or you're just unhappy at work, you probably had a really great holiday. You know,
yeah,
because you weren't there.
Right.
So you may want to start taking steps to making some changes there.
Yeah.
Although, you know, I know some people are in a position where they can't leave.
Exactly.
So that's when the good habits become really important.
Exactly. Well, I think that the good habits are actually part of the preparation for leaving. Because if you aren't taking good care of yourself, you probably aren't going to feel good about yourself either,
mm-hmm.
right? You don't feel, if you're hungover coming to work every day, you're not going to feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you're hungover from sugar, you're not going to feel good.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not well rested. So I think that actually, if you feel stuck and you don't know where you want to go, but you know you need to leave, the first thing is to start healthier habits
mm-hmm.
on the job.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I agree with that. Okay, so what we're saying may sound a little too Puritan. Oh, those girls, they're just so straight. Yeah. But we know it works.
Yeah. Well, and you can have scheduled indulgences, right? I think even Weight Watchers allows you a day, free day with no points if you do it.
Oh, really?
No.
I haven't really done it, but someone told me that that's true. That there are days when you don't have to be reconciling the number of points that you've accrued. So mm-hmm. you can schedule that kind of thing too. Maybe you get one late night or, you know, one long video marathon per week or something like that.
I think the most important thing to know right now is that you're not alone.
Yes.
You're not alone, that everybody is suffering from this. Even the people that love what they're doing are suffering from this. So, yeah. Okay, right. I think that's it for this.
That's it. Join us for another My Crazy Office podcast and tweet us your stories and advice about breaking bad habits and starting good ones to SK2. Review us on iTunes and don't forget to send your questions to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.